Well, in particular, we're calling on the Premier to respond to Dr. Yogi Sehgal and let him know what of his recommendations he intends to see implemented. There are some really important recommendations there that of course mirror what many doctors and nurses have been writing to the Premier about. I get copied on these all the time. I see the recommendations. And Dr. Sehgal had canvassed his colleagues in the nursing profession and in the physicians, among the physicians. And so it's not surprising that what he put together more comprehensively actually mirrors a lot of the recommendations the Premier has seen over the last couple of years. So what I think in terms of urgency, there's two things. One is we need to see Horizon and Vitalite as soon as they practically can stand up urgent care clinics, which people who don't have family doctors who can't get an appointment can go to for care instead of the ERs. And they can be stood up inside hospitals or on other properties that Horizon or Vitalite own. That's really important. So many people don't have physicians or nurse practitioners or have difficulty getting appointments with them. They end up in the ERs. None of the other things the government says are alternatives out there are working for people, according to all the mail I get. So there needs to be urgent care centers that are run by the RHAs with physicians and nurses and other health professionals staffing them. We need that. That's the only humane thing to do at this point, to make sure that people can receive the care they need. So that's number one. And I guess that really came to a real sharp focus this weekend when Horizon said, don't go to the hospitals in Moncton or St. John unless you're in a dire straits. Well, what are you supposed to do if you need urgent care? That's a dangerous situation. So we need those urgent care clinics. The second thing is on the difficulty in recruiting and retaining both nurses and doctors. On the nurses' side, there's such a crisis with nurses' numbers, both hiring and retaining them, that there needs to be urgently financial aid put in place to enable the LPNs who want to train as nurses in the bridging program to do so. The government keeps talking about this bridging program over and over again. I hear it in the legislature all the time when we talk about the shortage of nurses, but very few LPNs can afford it. So there needs to be a generous financial program to enable LPNs to afford to train as nurses and fast. The same really is the case for nurses who wish to be trained as nurse practitioners. So those are two things that, fairly rapidly would increase the supply of nurses and nurse practitioners in the province over the next couple of years.
Now, the urgent care clinics you're talking about, would that be what Dr. Sehgal refers to as primary care clinics?
Yeah.
So what we're talking about after hours care or I guess it could be during the day as well, but you're talking drop-in basis access to primary care.
Right. So all those people who find that their only option is to go to the ER to seek family medicine type care, and it may be urgent, they need a place to go. And the ER is not the place for them, unfortunately, right. But it's the only place right now. There you have experts who in emergency medicine are the physicians and nurses in the ER are experts in emergency medicine. But so much of the time is taken up practicing family medicine because there is no other alternative for people to seek that kind of help when they urgently need it. So we need to ensure that the health authorities have the budgets to rapidly establish those urgent care centers or primary care clinics.
Is that something that the health authorities need to take on, or how would that differ from, I'm thinking right now we do have a number of after hours primary care clinics, but the trick is you need an appointment or you need to be able to get an appointment because they're overrun, right? Sure. As a person with no doctor myself, I can, you know, get up early and start calling the clinics in Moncton to get in to see a doctor that sometime that day and then drive to Moncton to do so. But there's not one available here in Sackville. And also I might, you know, it's difficult to get an appointment sometimes. But so is it more of those that you'd like to see, or is it something different?
Not at all. Those are not serving people's needs. Those are operated by groups of doctors as private initiatives funded by Medicare. They are not run, like some people think, by the Horizon or Vitalité. And many places in the province don't have them at all. They're not serving the need that we have. What I'm talking about is actual full-time clinics staffed by doctors and nurses employed by Vitalité and Horizon to provide primary health care for people who can't access it any other way. In other words, through a family doctor or nurse practitioner. That's what we need. Those are the people who are ending up in the ER, spending a lot of time in ERs unnecessarily. They don't need emergency medicine. They need perhaps urgent attention, but what they need is someone who's a family medicine practitioner.
Mm-hmm. What is it about the you know, the current after hours, like you say, that they're run by private medical practices? What is it about them that is sort of falling short? Is it just not enough of them? Is it the limited hours? Is it, they're locating in places where there's just high demand and not in more rural areas? Like, do you have a sense of what is it about the current system that is not working?
Well, there's too few of them. They're open for too few hours. They're being run by doctors essentially as businesses, funded by Medicare, just like they run their offices. And, there's no plan for how, you know, where they're located and when they're open to provide the kinds of services that are needed in a particular community. It's just what a group of doctors in a particular location decided to do outside of their regular work. So this is just ad hocery. And clearly, you know, we know it's not serving people well. Any more than what the government says they have done to fill the gap with 811 and e-care and all of that. I've got so many people who have tried that and just were not able to get the care they needed. People need somewhere to go, like, in a sense, like an ER waiting room, which is really designed for primary health care, to deliver family medicine when people urgently need it. And we don't have it.
Okay. Now, some of Dr. Segal's recommendations included, work for Horizon and Vitalité to do as well. Do you see the health authorities as doing what needs to be done, kind of making those changes?
Well, I don't know, because the health authorities aren't very transparent in terms of what they're doing, what they're planning, or what their strategies are at all. So I don't know. I mean, for example, in his one of the really interesting, I thought, interesting recommendations he made was to create a kind of a step up, the jargon now, but a kind of a place where patients could go from the ER before they go onto a regular ward, or people go from the ICU before they go onto a regular ward. Which made lots of logical sense the way he explained it, in terms of providing better care for people and not overtaxing their regular wards in the hospitals with people who have just been released from the ICU or sent out of the ER. So that's something that, of course, the RHAs would have to organize within the hospitals. And I don't know whether the RHAs are nimble enough to do that, because they are so centralized. Management is remote from the hospitals, and that's a sort of related part of the problem, that the hospitals don't have the kind of autonomy they need to make that kind of change themselves without their managers from afar signing off.
I gather, based on Minister Fitch's statements on Friday, that there will soon be announcements do you have any idea like what you're expecting to see from the Higgs government in terms of the next wave of fixes for healthcare?
I don't know, but I hope they reflect some of the recommendations that Dr. Segal has made, along with so many other individual physicians and nurses who have written substantive letters with very clear practical recommendations to the Premier and Health Minister. Like I said, I've been CC'd on so many of those and spoken to numbers of doctors and nurses who copied them to me or written to me about them. What he is articulating is consistent with what most people are seeing in the system.
That was Fredericton MLA and Green Party leader David Kuhn speaking with CHMA on Monday.